Speaking of giving exotic gifts, our good friend Lynn Beckwith, that cool lady from Beckwith's Car Care, knows all things cars, trucks, and sport utility vehicles, not just because she has an award-winning car repair shop, nationally recognized, and not just because she also has one of these aftermarket accessory places, but because she knows cars and she knows car lovers. And therefore, we have Lynn Beckwith, that car lady, with tips for car lovers.
With Valentine's Day coming, you know, we just finally have gotten past all the anxiety of Christmas shopping, all the parties and, you know, visits from Aunt Sue. We've recovered from the festivities of ringing in the new year. And now, all you guys especially, you have to demonstrate your undying love in just a single day.
Great.
Or even great. A single present. And the sad thing is that the chicks, we don't think about it the same way. I mean, we should really be demonstrating that to you guys, too.
Yes, thank you.
Yeah, so whether your sweetheart is a guy or a girl, if they are a car lover, there's a lot of really everything from simple, inexpensive items up to some real extravagant choices that you can make that should keep them very happy on Valentine's Day. Simple little things. You can hit the auto parts store and buy the little stylish sunglass visor clips.
Ooh.
Yeah, simple stuff. On up to new floor mats, new cargo mats. Maybe a book about their favorite car, that dream car or the car they drove in high school. Everybody's got a favorite car. Even if they're not real car aficionados, they usually have a favorite car. There are hubcap companies that will restore a hubcap from your favorite classic vehicle. You can hang it on your office wall.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah, it's kind of cool, huh? You could do a gift certificate for car wash certificates. Or even for the full detail, you know, not many people will go and spend the $200 or $300 that it costs to really have a full detail. And of course, if it's for your special lady, consider throwing in a gift certificate for her favorite spa. You know, she can go for the detail, the car can go for a detail, everybody's happy, right?
Well, it's funny you say that because I think it's a really thoughtful gift to get your special lady's car cleaned, or full clean, or even go to get it detailed. But a lot of times the ladies don't want to have to go and sit there and endure that and have to talk to the guys at the car wash place. So the idea of getting her two certificates, one for the spa and one for the car spa, and then taking her and dropping her off in her car, dropping her off at the spa, and then turning around and getting the car taken care of, also a grand gesture.
So, you know, sometimes something as simple as taking her car and filling it up with gas so she doesn't have to go to the gas station can be a really big deal. And on the flip side, we're going to have a cold spell in the middle of the week, but by Valentine's Day, it's going to be warm. So all you women can put on your bikinis and go out there and wash your hubby's car for him. And that would be an awesome Valentine's present for most men. I believe.
Hey, Dad, Mom's out there in the driveway with the bikini on washing your truck, but apparently all the neighbors are out there watching.
Okay, maybe we need to modify that plan just a little bit in some form
pull
or fashion.
Pull her around back.
On a little bit more expensive note, without going as far as buying them the car of their dreams, you can do several different things. You can upgrade their existing car with maybe a new stereo system. Or there are some awesome racing experiences very close to the Houston area, so it doesn't require a lot of travel expense. You can have a racing class, or you can do supercar laps where you could drive a Lamborghini or a Ferrari, or maybe if they can't own their dream car, they could at least have an afternoon of driving their dream car. And then my very, very favorite, that car lady's number one pick for Valentine's Day, is to show some love to the hundreds of children that are lost in foster and specialized care by donating to Child Advocates. And during February in the Houston area, Car Pros for Kids, carprosforkids.com, or you can go to KPRC's website and keyword that car lady. It'll take you to the links. You can donate $35, only $35 to Child Advocates. And there are participating shops that will give you two complimentary oil changes. So you can give your sweetheart two oil changes, great maintenance, and show that, you know, really caring heart you have and earn a lot of brownie points that way, too, and help the kids.
Tell me a little bit more about Child Advocates.
Well, Child Advocates assigns, it's a group of volunteers, but of course they still need funding, but basically they take a advocate that they couple with a child who's lost either through CPS or in foster care, and typically these children get to keep the same child advocate throughout the years, frequently many years that they're in the system. And this person goes to court with them. He meets with the foster parents. He'll go to school if there's anything to do with counselors at the school or with, you know, disciplinary things at school. And it becomes almost a big brother or big sister as this child navigates just a horrible system that they're frequently lost in. So Child Advocates is a strong, fabulous organization in the Houston area. They help hundreds of children every year. And you're getting, on a selfish note, you're getting two oil changes for the price of one, and all the money goes to Child Advocates.
You said go to the website, kprcradio.com, and then enter the keyword.
That Car Lady. And it'll take you straight to my site, and there's links there. You can donate online. You don't have to go to any of these shops. You can use the oil changes all year long. So you don't have to go get an oil change in February. But Valentine's Day is a great opportunity to share that love.
There you go. Lynn Beckwith at QualityBeckwith.com. Tell them your motto.
I wish everybody miles and miles of happy driving.
Oh, I love it. All right. Happy Valentine's Day, Lynn.